We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are just days away now from the election in Minneapolis. Voters deciding on a number of different choices on the ballot. Some questions, some candidates. And we are in several years now into ranked choice voting. And this is a system where you vote for your first, second, third choice, and as they tally them up, actually what we're going to do is bring on Tom Horner. He is a former gubernatorial candidate, also a Twin Cities businessman, a public relations expert, and a board member with an organization called Fair Vote MN. Tom, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you, Susie. Any morning that starts off with Carole King and Susie Jones is a good morning in my book.
Thank you. That's nice. I love Carole King. That was one of my favorite. Now, let's do a little history. Let's walk us back a bit. The ranked choice voting. I remember it, but I don't remember how long. And kind of explain the ins and outs of it first before we get into sort of what's happening right now.
Sure. And in fact, while it is fairly new in Minnesota, it has been used for some time in jurisdictions around the country and around the world. And in fact, in Minneapolis, we've had it since 2009. So this will be the fourth municipal election in Minneapolis that is being operated under ranked choice voting. St. Paul has had it since 2011. St. Louis Park will have its second ranked choice voting in its next municipal election. And last fall, both Minnetonka and Bloomington approved it for their city elections. So they will be using it on the next go around. They join some 50 jurisdictions around the country that either are using it in the current election or will be using it in their next election. So becoming more and more commonplace simply because it makes sense. People in every aspect of their lives make choices, and they rank choices. We in Minneapolis have our favorite lakes, and so I might like Harriet Calhoun and Lake of the Isles as my three favorite lakes. But I like them all. I don't want to pick Lake of the Isles over Lake Harriet or Lake Calhoun over Cedar Lake. I'm okay with either any of those three lakes. And that's simply how ranked choice voting works. I pick my three top lakes. The bottom lake drops off the list. Those votes are reallocated to the top vote getters and so on and so forth until you have a winner with a majority vote. And I think that's one of the real keys is that we're now electing candidates in Minneapolis, St. Paul, these other jurisdictions who are coming in with majority support, with a clearer mandate of what the voters want from their elected leaders.
Well, now, Tom, as we move into the next election, November 2nd, there is a lot of moving parts. You have different political leaders, senators, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar asking people not to vote for Mayor Fry. So the question is, how do you know if it works or doesn't work in terms of efficiency of governance? Because this current Minneapolis City Council has been criticized for being, I guess, inept, some people say, in terms of getting the business of the city done. And now there's infighting and there's different factions. Do you think that you can look at ranked choice and have some criticism of it, saying that perhaps the product isn't the best, even though you think, even though there's some sense that the process is sound, what we get is not always the best for the people.
Well, I think, Susie, there are some serious, significant problems inherent in our political system, in our governance system, that whether we stick with the current plurality system of voting or go to ranked choice voting or some of the other reforms that are out there, just aren't going to fix some of those problems. They're much deeper than what any election system can fix. But I'll tell you what elections, what ranked choice voting can do and is showing that it does, and you cited a great example. So Representative Omar goes out Monday and says, I'm going to support these two candidates. But what she says is, I think these two candidates are well qualified, would be good leaders for the city. She doesn't stand up and attack Mayor Fry. She doesn't go negative. And I think that's really a key to the long-term improvement to our political system, is that now we have more and more incentive for campaigns to be positive, to talk about solutions, to talk about ideas, a vision for the future. And we're seeing that more and more in campaigns with ranked choice voting, where candidates aren't attacking their other candidates. They're out there talking about what they're going to do because they don't want to alienate voters. Eventually, I think as ranked choice voting becomes more and more popular, that's going to make a huge difference in governance. The other thing that, as a moderate, that I like is ranked choice voting it, first of all, opens the door to a lot of new candidates. And so we have a lot more women, minorities, people who have had a hard time breaking through the power structure of parties and primaries are now able to get on the ballot and put their views forward. That's
right.
Going to be healthy for governance, even if they don't win, because, again, it's a better campaign. And the other thing is that it does is it tends to support those candidates who are issue-oriented, who are more moderate, who can speak to a broader swath of voters and engage them. And so when you look at the last city election in Minneapolis, arguably the two most moderate candidates, Tom Hoch and Jacob Fry, finished 1-2. You look at New York City, the arguably most moderate candidate there, Eric Adams, won the ranked choice primary.
Yeah.
So I think it does kind of make for better campaigns and moderates the conversation more, which leads to better governance.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.